we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM. 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening. The Refresh radio program is broadcast at 8:30, rebroadcast at 5, rebroadcast at 10:30 on WWBC 1510 AM. Available on demand at WMIEFM.com. Go down to the bottom of the page and you can select listen on demand, type in the date that you are looking for, and you can find the log or the description of all the programs that are there for that particular date. When you will look on that list, you'd find Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs, and we go back almost 5 years is how long we've been doing this program now. It's hard to believe that it's been that long. It's hard to believe that we are already through the middle of May. I tell you, time sure does fly when you're having fun, doesn't it? And so we want to get into the Word of God today, May the 15th, and we want you to be blessed. I want to go back to yesterday's program where we were talking about blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I really want that word is to sink into you right now, that as a child of God, that is a present reality. That when Jesus tells you that you are blessed, you're blessed. And when he tells you that yours is the kingdom of heaven, that it is yours is the kingdom of heaven. I don't want to be debating certitudes that or certainties that God has declared as if they are not absolutes in our life. And so as long as we keep our spirit in the proper context and realize, hey, without Jesus, I am dead, but with him, I am spiritually endued from on high. So let that sink into your spirit that's what God wants our reality to be, is that we are living, breathing children of the Most High God, that we are ambassadors for Christ in hostile enemy territory. And listen, the thing you need to understand is that an embassy in a foreign country is identified as the domain of that country that it represents. So if you go to the United States Embassy in a foreign country, when you get there, even though you are within the borders of that nation, let's just pick a friendly territory. If you are at the United States Embassy in England, even though you are within the geographic borders where that embassy is, that is operated under the flag of the United States of America. It is defended by the full force and weight of the military of the United States of America. It operates under the dictates and the laws and the commands of the United States of America. That embassy belongs to the United States of America. It's under our dominion. And Jesus said that as a child of God, when you and I have come to him and said, please forgive us of our sins, and be the Lord of our life, there is a change of authority and a change of dominion that takes place, that it is a very present reality in your life and my life. Today, if you are not living as a child of the Most High God, you need to change that today. And the good news is, it doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out affair like Brexit. It can happen instantaneously just by asking Jesus to forgive you of your sins, repenting of those sins, meaning you want change, not just you want to feel sorry because you got caught. You want complete and total spiritual revolution in your life. You say, Jesus, be the Lord of my life. Help me to live for you the way that you want me to live for you. I'm telling you, the flag of sin comes down and the flag of the kingdom of God goes up, and there is a change of ownership. There is a change of government. There is, and that is an is reality for you and I. Let's look at the next one, verse number 4 in Matthew chapter 5. We'll read these real quick and then get back into verse number 4. Chapter 5, verse number 1, and seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they shall revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So where the first beatitude, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, that talks about a person who is received a pronouncement that is declarative over their current reality. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The second beatitude is slightly different, okay? And I believe it was Charles Swindoll that wrote a book called The B-E, Attitudes. And these have to do with our being. So it says here, blessed are those who mourn. Now that is contrary to the way that the world views a condition of mourning altogether, okay? But there are many things in God's word that are paradoxical to a secular or worldly mindset, but they make a great deal of sense when you are talking about the reality of the kingdom of God, okay? When you put things into perspective that Jesus has taken the sting out of death and the grave, and he holds the keys to death, hell, and the grave, and to be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord, it gives you a whole different concept on this realm, on this concept of mourning. Okay? So let me start off again by talking about this concept of being blessed. It means, as we talked about yesterday, to be supremely blessed, fortunate, well off, and happy. And this is a declaration by the King of Kings and by the Lord of Lords. Okay? So, blessed are you. I'm calling you blessed. And Jesus said, if you are in a current condition of mourning, you are blessed. I'm deliberately letting awkward radio silence take place because I want that to sink in. Blessed are those who mourn. Okay? So let me just talk to you a little bit about this process of mourning. It means to grieve or to mourn. It is done by a person who is impacted by the loss of someone or something. As I was praying, this is what God spoke to me. This is a process that impacts the person by the loss of someone or something that was precious or loved by an individual. Okay? Have you ever had someone that was precious to you and then they were gone? There is a process of mourning. There is a time for mourning. But Jesus says, I want to put this in perspective for you. As a child of God, okay, this second beatitude, I believe, is built upon that first beatitude. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It is that kingdom mindset that of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. Of his government, of his kingdom, of his peace, there's not going to be any end. There's just an intermission. There might be an interlude there. There may be a small gap in time where we are separated from someone. But I want to focus on the reality right now, and that is this: that in order to mourn, you have got to truly be emotionally invested and attached to a person, and that in itself is a blessing from the Lord. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. Okay? So if you are married and God has provided you with that spouse, that is a good thing. That is a blessing. There are too many people who are looking at their spouses as liabilities, as baggage, as hindrances, and instead of seeing them as a man of valor or a woman of great virtue, realizing that it is a blessing from the Lord. And so I want to help change your perspective on that. You know, there is a saying that the world has that is better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. And, you know, I've got a person in mind right now that everything they do loving passionately. They love their spouse passionately. They love their children passionately. They love their coworkers passionately. They love their job passionately. They are vested in it. When any one of those things are taken out of the situation, there is going to be a mourning process. I want to help some of the men, because men, we tend to get caught up in our identity with our occupation, when our identity really needs to be tied to our Savior. We will be better husbands because we are children of the Most High God. We will be more happy in our marriages when we are fulfilled spiritually by having Jesus living in our heart. You can take the job away, but if my identity is tied in with Jesus Christ, then I'm still going to be okay. So what about, you know, this better to have loved and then realizing that we're separated from them. The Bible calls children an heritage from the Lord, an inheritance from God. We are entrusted with them. And I've known a number of people who have experienced the loss of children. It might be the loss of health. It might be, listen, there is no way in the world that I can minimize the pain that comes from loss. Blessed are those who mourn. And so whether it's a job, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a child, whether it's your finances or your health or your home or your automobile, loss is painful. Loss will create in you a condition of mourning, and that condition of mourning describes that there was an attachment there that was very, very strong. But the blessing is not in the mourning. The blessing is what God is going to bring out of that mourning. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Shall be. It doesn't mean might be. As a child of God, it is not whether or not you are going to be comforted. God is going to comfort you. The Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, is also God the Comforter. This word is tied in with that identity that he is the Paraclete. He is the one who is called alongside to help. He is the one who is called alongside to comfort. He is one who is called alongside as an attorney to advocate on your behalf. You shall be comforted. And if you are listening today and there is a very real loss in your life, and that is mourning, I just want you to begin to acknowledge that God is coming onto that scene right now. That he is coming and he is going to transition mourning for comfort, beauty for ashes. He's going to take away the ashes, those things that have passed away and are gone, and he's going to make something beautiful out of them. I don't often talk about this on the radio, but God had given me a word for my wife and myself before I had ever asked her out for a date. He spoke to her that she was going to marry me, and he spoke to me that I was going to marry her. We both knew those things before we let the other one know. It truly, truly was a God thing, is a God thing. And God spoke to me and he said, I'm going to take the thread of your life and I'm going to take the thread of her life, and I'm going to weave those two threads into a beautiful tapestry for my glory that would be more beautiful than either of you could weave together on your own. And you know what? That promise still stands. That promise still stands. And today, if you will offer God whatever your current reality is, we had a powerful service on Sunday. We are believing that God is going to weave together some beautiful tapestries. That promise of God is going to change the current status that you deal with in your life. Your current status cannot prevent what God declares shall be accomplished in the days to come. It is a future tense declaration, comfort is coming to you. Comfort is being dispatched from the throne of heaven to your heart, to your will, to your emotions, to your reality. He's coming to change that reality. It is a this verb here, this shall be comforted, is a passive tense, which means that it will be accomplished not by you, not by your efforts, but it will be accomplished by an external force. And in this case, that means that God is going to bring the comfort to you. When he does, do not reject the delivery. When he gives you a comfort, a very real comfort, do not cling to the mourning and reject the delivery of the comfort. Sign for it. Give thanks for it. When I first came to the church, it was in the early 90s, and there was a preacher by the name of E.V. Hill. He pastored a church in Los Angeles, and you would see him on TBN from time to time. And one of the things that I remember hearing was when he preached his wife's funeral. And he said, now I tell you what, it takes a great deal of strength to be able to do that. He says, the Lord gives. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he wasn't minimizing the pain of his loss. What he was doing was giving thanks to the one who had blessed him with a wonderful journey with his wife, a physical journey, a spiritual journey, a challenging journey, but a victorious journey. And he was thanking God for the comfort that he was bringing his way. There's a song in our hymnal from years and years ago. It's not a contemporary styled song at all. I'm not going to try and sing it for you. And now you have another reason to praise God. I'm just going to tell you what the song says. The Comforter is come. The Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, God the Comforter, is already come into your life, into your situation. Let him have his perfect way, and let him bring that comfort to you. Blessing isn't in the now. It is linked to our future being or our future becoming. It is that comfort that will be fact. The comfort that God provides will overwhelm the mourning. In a biblical definition, the comfort is being invited by God or called near by God. It is an invitation that is there, that if we will come to him, he is going to transform that position of mourning, that place of mourning, that circumstance. Listen, too many people go about trying to deny a reality. And that is not what Jesus is talking about. He is not denying the loss. He says, but my blessing is tied up in God's provision. And his provision will be sufficient and greater than the magnitude of our loss. Everybody has lost something. This last Sunday, I preached a message on loss. Loss that came into David's daughter's life not because of anything she did, but because of someone else's selfish motives, their sin. She was victimized, and then she was told to be quiet about it. And because of someone else's actions, it traumatized her. She no longer felt worthy because of what someone else had done to her. And on Sunday, I made this declaration. God is not going to stay silent while someone else has abused you. Whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, whether you've been victimized spiritually or physically or financially, God's not going to stay silent. And His desire is to restore to you and I the garments of praise, the garments of righteousness, the armor of God, a wardrobe that is fitting for a child of God. Today, I want to pray with you. If you've experienced loss, there will be mourning with that loss. But I want you to realize that God has promised to transform that mourning by bringing you the comfort, and it's coming, personal delivery. Can I pray for you today? Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now. And Lord, we want to thank you for your declaration of blessing over people's lives. Lord, in this world, there is loss that comes. And loss is painful. And I'm so thankful that there will not be any loss in heaven, that you wipe away tears and heartache and sorrow. Death and sickness and pain no longer have any effect in heaven. God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you that you triumph over tragedy, O God. And I pray for every listener right now that no matter what loss they've experienced, God, I pray that you would come and you would comfort them, and they would be able to say that they are the blessed of the Lord, that they are fortunate because they have a comforter who is greater than their pain and greater than their loss. May we be known because of our comforter more than we are by our loss. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.